Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Folks, if you're tired of the big bank experience, and you know what I mean, 1-800 numbers, computer-generated voices, you get the feeling that your bank really doesn't want to talk to you. Well, my suggestion is go to renaissancebank.com and find one of their offices. They've got some 200 around the South ready to serve you, and give them a call and go check them out. And I think what you'll find, I know I've found this, that they are big enough to be able to handle just about any business need you can throw at them, but they're small enough to do it in a personal way. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Troy Cobb. Troy is the owner and regional director of Cinch IT. Troy, welcome.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you. Let's talk a little bit about you and Cinch IT. How are you serving folks out there?
What we're doing is we're protecting people from cyber attacks as well as supporting their IT. So anytime anybody has a problem, when they're our client, they have any type of problem with their PC or laptop, we put a mouse pad next to every one of their employees' computer, and it has our 1-800 number as well as our email. And they just call us in, and we take care of the problem either remotely by remoting into their laptop or PC, or we'll send a tech on site to fix that problem. We do that all at one low monthly fee, so they don't have to worry about budgeting and any big surprises when it comes to their technology and keeping them up and running with their business. So we take that worry out of the things that a business owner has to worry about being a business owner. I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just concentrate on running their business, and we concentrate on keeping their technology running smoothly.
Wow, a lot there for us to unpack. Certainly, we've had a lot of IT issues and cyber attacks here lately in the news, but and I want to get into that. But let's talk about, before we do that, let's talk about you and talk a little bit about your journey.
Okay.
And what kind of your trajectory was prior to Cinch IT.
Okay. So going back, I'm a former Marine, learned electronics in the Marine Corps. Desert Storm Marine. Got out of the Marine Corps and got into the high-tech field of pretty much AV, audio-visual, selling high-end projectors and direct-view LED walls. That market got hit pretty hard by COVID, and I saw it as an opportunity to pivot my direction that I was going in. And I took advantage of that and decided to take a look at some franchises. I wanted to start my own business, but I didn't want to start from scratch. Hmm. So that made me look at franchising. And I looked at a lot of different franchises. And most of them didn't fit into the synergies of the last 20 years of my career. So when I saw the IT franchise, I thought, wow, that's something I can take my high-tech background into and be able to use all those years of experience dealing with high-tech electronics and move into, and I was also on the sales side as well with high-tech electronics, and move into something that I thought I wouldn't have too hard of a time adjusting to. And the reason I chose Cinch is because the company I used to work for, they have been outsourcing their IT for at least the last 10 years. So I was very familiar with being the end user of an outsourced IT company. And I saw all the pain points that we were going through with the IT company that the company I worked for was using. And when I talked to Cinch and we had a discussion about how they addressed being an IT provider, third-party IT provider, they hit on every single pain point that I had already experienced.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a really easy decision for me to make.
Wow. I want to get into some of those pain points in a second, but step back for just a second and let's talk to those veterans, service veterans, and thank you for your service, by the way, that have come out, they're thinking about something entrepreneurial. Give those men and women some advice on what they need to do to be successful as an entrepreneur.
I think the biggest piece of that is knowing yourself. Know yourself and know your limitations and what you can handle. When you become an entrepreneur and you give up on that, that I know in the Marine Corps, in any service, you're used to that check on the 1st and the 15th. When you become an entrepreneur, you're not going to see a check on the 1st and the 15th. In fact, you're going to see your bank account start going down before it starts going up. And that's a tough thing to look at.
Sure.
And experience. And you got to be ready for that. And you just got to have faith in yourself and faith in the system, whatever the system may be, whether it's you're running your own business without a franchise model or if you're with a franchise model, where what's nice about it is you've got a model and they've shown that it works. And so you just have to stick with the model. What's tough with being a business owner without a franchise model is you got to trust that you are doing the right thing. And if you have the experience, you know, then it's not a problem. But it's great having that franchise model that you know can work, and you just stick to the model and you start to see it work, and you just, the victories you have as a business owner are just incredible. It's a much better experience or a much more intense experience than when I was a salesperson. I'd get that PO and I feel great. But now that I'm a business owner and I win that contract or win that PO, it feels even better. I just can't explain the excitement. And then there's also disappointments too. You got to take those. That's part of the game, right?
Sure.
There's no way you're not going to have any disappointments as well.
You know, I think a lot of folks, particularly those that have not been in the military, think being in the military is all about process and mm-hmm. doing things a certain way.
Right.
But one of the things that you do as or did as a Marine and other branches of the service do this as well, is you train for the unexpected.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
That's really what business is mm-hmm. all about, exactly. Is dealing with the unexpected.
Yeah. We used to say improvise and overcome. We have to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. We, as Marines, we were often the stepchild of the military, even though we're in first, out last. But we have the worst budget. Or at least we used to when I was in. We got all the hand-me-downs from our Navy parents because the Marine Corps is part of the Navy. And so we got whatever the Navy gave us, and so we had to make do with it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we'd be given a mission and not really given all the tools we need to complete that mission. Most of the time it's on purpose when we're in training, and we'd had to figure out a way to improvise. And that's part of being an entrepreneur as well.
Wow. Great words for Troy Cobb, and he is the owner and regional director of Cinch IT. Now, Troy, you talked about some of the fits that you saw with Cinch IT. Mm-hmm. And let's dive into some of those pain points that you identified as an end user of IT, outsource IT services that you saw Cinch IT fulfilling.
Yes. One of the pain points I saw was the company I used to work for, where they had a model with their IT company where if a call came in for troubleshooting, they had to send somebody out on site. They only had a certain number of hours that were prepaid for. And so the company management was very particular about who could call into the IT company. And if it was, they had to first see if it was a real problem, and then they would decide, okay, well, yeah, we'll call the IT company to come in on that. And it was very frustrating for the people that worked in the business, because they're like, man, I really have a problem, but they won't let me call the IT company because they're afraid of getting a bill, and now I just got to deal with this problem. So when Cinch IT said, hey, we have one monthly payment that for the client, and that will include on-site as well as remote. It doesn't matter how many times we have to come out. We're going to come out and get the problem fixed. And that immediately addressed that issue. Another issue was once a tech did come out, my experience was they treated us like we were idiots. And they talked down to us, mm-hmm. and it was it wasn't a good experience. They didn't seem like they were happy to be there and help us. And that's one thing that Cinch just will not put up with. All of our techs are very friendly with our clients. They're happy to be there. They're happy to help. And that's been the feedback we've gotten from the beginning. And if you go on our website and look at our viewpoints from our clients, you'll see that they're really happy with our service and how our techs treat them. And that was important for me to see that when I interviewed with Cinch IT.
Yeah, for sure. And you touched on something I think is really important that business owners don't expect to understand all the ins and outs of IT, but they at least want to be able to feel like, hey, I understand what this person is talking about when they explain what my problem is, right?
Yeah. That's something I used to get a lot of comments about when I was in the high tech world, because I did a lot of training classes for the dealers that we sold our products to. And they often said, Troy, you're really good at explaining something really high tech and breaking it down for us to understand. And that's something that we do at Cinch IT as well, without being in a condescending manner, because I don't expect you to understand the things I have to deal with on a daily basis. You got other things you're thinking about. It doesn't mean you're not intelligent just because you don't know how many gigabytes a server should have in order to be able to take care of your business.
Troy, let's talk about the motivation to change. Mm-hmm. Because business owners don't like change. Nobody likes change. I mean, this is a human thing. It's not about just business owners. Nobody likes change. And there's a fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. Talk about why I need to be paying attention to IT issues in my business on a regular basis.
Because you need to be paying attention because IT is the backbone of just about every business these days. And there's no way to stay 100% safe from a cyber attack unless you unplug from the internet, and we can't do business if we unplug from the internet. So you need an IT professional there that can take a look at your network and let you know where the cybersecurity holes exist and how you need to patch those up and take that worry off of your plate. Because if you're going through business day in and day out, and you're running your business and growing your business, it's got to be in the back of your mind that, man, I really don't know if my antivirus is really working or if it's up to date, if I've downloaded all the service patches from Windows, if my IT network is really safe. But if you have a company like Cinch IT taking all that worry away from you, you can just focus on running your business and trust that we're keeping you safe. And we at least have a plan in place in case there is an attack. We can definitely mitigate the losses because we'll already have a plan in place in case there is an attack, because we can't absolutely protect against everything, but we can definitely make you a lot safer and get you back up and running with minimal loss from any type of cyber attack.
Now, I know you've heard this a few times, so I'm going to come at it with you one more time. I'm sure you have had folks say to you, hey, those big companies, they're the ones that get attacked. Mm. I'm just a little small business. I mean, nobody knows I exist. How are they going to come after me, right?
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
I bet.
And there's thousands of attacks on small businesses every day. They don't make the news. The ones that make the news are the big companies that get attacked. But companies, I mean, these cyber attack companies, these hackers, they are actually organized organizations that they make their money by going out and attacking small businesses. And they either hit you with a ransom and ask you for thousands of dollars in order to release your data back to you, or what they'll do is they'll steal your data and they go on the dark web and they sell your data. So one way or the other, they're going to make their money. And what they do is they just crawl the internet looking for vulnerable businesses to go after. And if you have a company like Cinch IT protecting your network, as soon as they see our firewall and what we're doing to protect your business, they're going to move to the next guy, because they're going to say, "Well, I don't." They're going to go down the path of least resistance. They're going to see what you've got, and they're going to say, "Well, I'm not going to, you know, go through the trouble getting to them. I can go to the next guy that doesn't have a Cinch IT protecting their network."
It's the same principle as locking your car, locking your home,
right?
What have you? You make it harder for the bad folks to come in, and they move on.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So, Troy, let's talk a little bit about, I'm just curious how you differentiate yourself, because there's a lot of IT services providers out mm-hmm. there, and business owners don't know, you know, the details right. of who's good, who's not. They may know who talks to them friendly, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, take us under the hood, mm-hmm. and how can a business owner know that IT services provider they have is the best of breed?
Yeah. So one of the things we do is we start off with a cybersecurity assessment. And part of that assessment is we come in and we learn about your business. You give us a tour of your facility. We meet your employees. We see your server. We see your IT network. And we ask you questions about how you're using your IT to run your business. And what we do is we do a full assessment and figure out how best to bring Cinch IT in as your IT administrator. And we don't disappear from there. So after the first 30 days, we're going to come back and we're going to do a reassessment. So how have we done over the last 30 days? This is where you were. This is your cybersecurity score. This is your cybersecurity score now after we've done our thing. And how are your employees feeling about Cinch IT right now? Is there any adjustments we need to make? So that's after the first 30 days. Then once a month, our tech is going to be there to check on your network. He's going to dust everything off in your IT closet. He's going to go around and talk to your employees, make sure everybody's happy. If there's anything they hadn't reported to the help desk that he can help with. And we're going to be there monthly checking on you. Every single business owner that I've done an assessment with says, yeah, our IT company came in, they did some stuff, and I haven't seen them since. I just see a bill every month. Mm. We're not like that. We become part of your organization. You're going to see us monthly, as well as you're going to see me quarterly, because I become your chief technology officer. And me and you're going to sit down and look at your technology roadmap and decide what we need to do to make sure we're keeping all your assets up to date, as well as expanding your IT network to fit your growing company as it grows, so that you don't have any hiccups as your company grows. And that's something that I don't think many other IT companies are doing.
Mm. So really that becomes, you become part of a business owner's growth strategy, shall we say, right?
Yes, right, right. We become your IT department. We don't come in and just apply our services and leave. We become part of your IT department. I'm very responsive with my emails as well as my phone calls, and so is my texts. And it's not like we just come in and disappear. We're part of your company now.
So Troy, let's talk a little bit about maybe the types of clients that are good fits for you. I mean, and let me dig a little deeper into that question. I'm a business owner. I've got an IT services provider. I don't know if I'm really getting the services that I need or not, because this is not my area of expertise. Mm-hmm. So how do I know you're a good fit for me?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things we do is like I said, is come in and do the cybersecurity assessment. If you already have an IT company, that assessment is going to show you how well your company is doing. And not only do we assess the IT company you're using, we're going to assess ourselves. If you decide that Cinch IT is going to be your IT company, we continue to do that annual assessment to show you how well we're doing. So if we came in and did the original assessment and you had a high score, let's say of a 95, which means you're very vulnerable to attack, and we don't get you down below 30, then we're not doing our job very well. So we're going to let you see, okay, here's where you were and here's where you are now since we've come in and updated everything and put on our antivirus and put in monitoring your network. And this is how much safer we made you. We can never get you to zero. Mm-hmm. The only way we'll get you to zero is if we unplug the plug from the internet. But we can make you a whole lot safer than where you were before you started with us. And we can show you what your IT company is or is not doing. And we do that absolutely for free. If you bring us in and you already have an IT company, and we do an assessment and we say, here, these are the holes you still have in your cybersecurity. Take that to the IT company you have and say, hey, you need to seal up these holes. Mm. And that's what we do to ourselves as well. to reassess ourselves every year.
Well, so you've essentially got a self-reporting report card, shall we say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because we run the same tests we would run if we were not your IT company.
Got it. Got it. And I think I just heard an important word for some people, free. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That assessment is completely free.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Folks, you can't beat that. Troy Cobb with Cinch IT. So Troy, what are the, maybe the biggest, issues that you see, biggest mistakes that you see as you, go in and look at what's under the hood for most business owners and their IT services?
That's a great question again, John. I'm going to start from where your internet comes into your building. One of the first questions I ask is, what's the internet speed you're paying for? And most people say, and they don't even know what the internet speed is that they're paying for or what the internet speed is that they're actually getting. So we start from there. And if they're not getting the internet speed that they are paying for, we get them with their internet service provider and get them an upgrade. A lot of times that upgrade is free. You'll get a higher speed than the speed that you're paying for because you're on an old program that they don't even have anymore. Once we get their speed up, then we take a look at their server. How old is your server? Is it out of warranty? Does it have the latest operating system on it? That's a big hole in your security right there if your server isn't up to date with the software that's on it as well as the antivirus that you need to have on your network. A lot of people aren't updating their antivirus on their endpoints, their laptops and their PCs. They're depending on their employees to see that little message come up and says, update your antivirus. Do you want to do it now or later? Almost everybody clicks on later.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't update that antivirus, it's just like not getting your booster shot for your vaccine because these hackers are constantly out there adapting the virus in order to defeat or get past the antivirus software that you have. So if you don't update, you're just making yourself susceptible to the next attack. And that's where most attacks happen is on the endpoints, not actually on the server, but on the endpoint devices. An email comes in. We call them a phishing email. They'll tell you might have a FedEx package delivery that you need to check on. You go, I don't remember ordering something from FedEx. Let me see what that is. You click on the link. Boom, you released some type of virus onto the network. It happens all the time. One of the things we do is one of our services is called the Secure Service. And we'll send simulated phishing attacks to your employees. If your employee clicks on the phishing attempt, it'll take them to a website and it'll say, hey, that was a phishing attempt, a simulated phishing attempt, and this is why you should have been able to recognize that, and gives you a little 5 to 10 minute class to take so that you'll be better prepared next time. And if you see something like that again, there's a little button up in the upper right-hand corner that says catch fish. You click on catch fish and confetti comes across the screen and you were smart that time. You didn't fall for it. And so all your employees get educated and your network becomes much safer just from that as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to get into that's an open door that people don't think of sometimes. Mm-hmm. Is email and your employees. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have your employees properly trained,
correct,
to recognize these threats, mm-hmm. then you may have a problem.
Right. That's correct. A lot of bigger companies make employees take cybersecurity classes, but a lot of smaller companies don't bother with that. It's just too much of an expense and too much time. But with this program, it's great for small businesses because now we can keep a score on every single employee. And we can recommend that they go and take these 5-10 minute classes to increase their skills for catching these cyber attacks and these phishing attempts and impersonation attempts.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What about on the front end? Do you, when you come in and let's say you take on a new engagement with a client, mm-hmm. do you have an education program at the beginning of that engagement?
Yes, definitely. A lot of business owners don't realize how dangerous their network is when they're still running things like Windows 7. They don't understand that Windows no longer supports Windows 7. You need to upgrade to Windows 10 because they are still supporting Windows 10. When you keep your equipment at the the older Windows versions that are no longer supported. That means Windows is no, that means Microsoft is no longer looking at supporting that and protecting your PC. You need to upgrade. And if your equipment is older than 5 years, let's say a laptop or a PC is older than 5 years, when you upgrade to Windows 10, expect that it's going to run slower. You need to keep your equipment updated. And we really recommend that you keep your PCs updated within 5 years. Past 5 years, you need to be moving to the next best thing in order for your equipment to keep running efficiently. Because when you add these service patches and you add these security software onto your laptop or PC, it's going to make it start running slower. So you need to keep your equipment updated. That keeps you safe as well as running efficiently. And one of the things we do is we provide our clients with national buying power through Dell, Lenovo, and HP, and we get you a great price in order to keep you up and running.
Yeah. Awesome. So, Troy, let's talk about the types of clients you work with and those that are good fits for you. Do you have any particular industries or size of companies that you work with?
I would say more of size is the key. Our minimum package covers 10 computers and email addresses as well as the server, and then it goes up from there. But one of the things I talk about a lot is think about what the cost of one IT person would be compared to bringing Cinch IT on. We are one-fifth the cost of a single experienced IT person. Now, when you bring that single experienced IT director on, he's going to need benefits. He's going to need vacation time. He's going to need sick days. We don't need any of that. When you bring on our 30-plus man help desk as well as our on-site technicians, we're not going to call out sick. You know, since IT is always going to be there. All you have to do is call that number on the mouse pad we put next to your computer or email us, and you're not going to get an out-of-office response. We're going to be there to support your network, and that's going to be at one-fifth the expense of hiring one single IT guy. You're getting a whole IT team for one-fifth the expense of one single IT guy. That's the best way I can explain the value of having a company like Cinch IT supporting your IT network.
Wow. And you really went a long way toward answering my next question, which is, you know, you were with a company before Cinch IT that had outsourced IT. And I guess so you've lived that side of it. How big should I get to before I bring my IT in house? I mean, you know, what's the economics of that? And you kind of went down that road with that answer.
Yeah. 10 or more computers, you really need to start thinking about bringing in a third party IT company. That's when you're getting to the point where your business is really growing, and that's something you need to have off of your plate and not have to worry about anymore. And because as your business grows, you become a bigger target as well for these cyber attacks. So that's definitely something you want to take off of your plate and bring in a company like Cinch IT. Like I said, from an economic standpoint, we're going to be a much better fit for you, and we're going to make sure your IT network is protected and provide you with great customer service.
So, Troy, before we let you go, folks, one of the things you need to know is that when guests come on the show, they give us their bio and information so we can have a great interview. And one of the things that Troy's got in his bio that I'm going to give a shout out to is an incredible nurse hero at Emory University Midtown, Tanya.
Yes.
I love the way you put that. you don't say wife. This is my wife, although that's obviously who she is.
Yeah.
You say she's a nurse hero. I love that.
Yeah, she's pretty incredible. Especially through COVID, I've never seen anybody work so hard in my life and just absolutely enjoy every day of it, taking care of people. Almost brings tears to my eyes when I think about what she did through COVID. And then I spring on top of her, hey, I'm quitting my job and start my own business.
Oh, wow.
And she just took a step back and she said, you know what? I think you need to do that. and I'm going to support you 100%.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the kind of woman I have.
Wow. She is a hero. So shout out to Tanya.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the great work you do.
Tanya Cobb over at Emory University Midtown.
Awesome.
She's an incredible nurse, incredible person.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story. That's great. And Tanya, thanks for the great work you do at Emory University Midtown Hospital. So, Troy, I got to get to the most important question, which is those that have heard something here that makes them say, hey, I want to be in touch with Troy. Let's tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, sure. Call me at 678-899-9590. That's my cell phone number. I answer the phone myself. Or you can email me at troy.cobb@cinchit.com. Also, check out our website at www.cinchit.com. Be happy to talk to you, set up a free assessment.
Awesome. Troy Cobb, folks, with Cinch IT. Troy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got administrative tasks in your business that are weighing you down, if your to-do list is longer than it needs to be, and that list involves things that aren't revenue opportunities for you, then you may need to get in touch with Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. What Essie and her team do is they take the administrative task, bookkeeping, and other issues off your plate so you can grow your business and really work on the business and not in it. Go to officeangels.us to get the full range of their services. But my suggestion is just give Essie a call at 770-442-9246 and tell her I sent you. And I can attest for her. She's done great work for my business, and I'm sure she'll do great for you as well. And just a quick reminder as we close off the show here, North Fulton Business Radio is the search term that you can find, helps you find the show on all the major podcast platforms, and we're on all of them, folks. Here's what my ask is. Go subscribe to the show, but as you do that, give us a 5-star review. It's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about tremendous guests and business leaders like Troy who do great work in the community. They're heroes in their own way, and they deserve to be found and utilized by the market out there. And you giving our show a 5-star review, it helps people find the show and helps make that happen. So if you could do that for our guest, we'd appreciate it. So for my guest, Troy Cobb, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.